heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Here at the American Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and we're going to be covering, well, the major issues of today. And I think Joel is at least going to touch on this weekend's vote in Greece, which could have a profound impact on everyone listening to this program. But be that as may, let's see the issues that Joel has actually picked out that he feels are of primary importance today. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Well, I'm had quite a day yesterday trying to ferry an aircraft back here and lost a fuel cap on a wing and had to declare an emergency and land. So I was a little bit stressed out.
Are you okay?
Yesterday. So let's first of all go ahead and talk about Greece. The central banks, of course, claim that they're preparing for turmoil after the Greek vote. The Greek leftists, have won a major vote here. They say the bailout deal will be dead by Monday. And so everyone thinks, as they usually do every two or three weeks when one of these leftist victories comes to pass, that Greece is going to exit the euro and that it's only going to be a stair step between Spain and Italy do the same thing. I do disagree with that strongly, only because every time a leftist comes into power, they all say, oh, we're not going to leave the euro. No matter what they tell, no matter what the people say in the elections, the leaders are only allowed to lead who are, in fact, the globalists have some strings attached to, and that even includes the left. So, I mean, we look at Barack Obama, the left thought that this was a Marxist, this was a champion of real socialism. He's turned out to be a globalist, just like George Bush. Hasn't done anything different other than a little bit of rhetorical difference. So even though Greece has the appearance that they will not accept the bailout deal, there really is no choice. They'll just get different terms. The EU is flooding the market with liquidity right now. Britain is putting out more cash. Everyone says, you know, this is going to lead to hyperinflation, but there's so many deflationary forces in the economy, it absorbs at least two-thirds of the inflation that they put out there. And so the inflation still ends up only being around 10%, which is survivable, hardly hyperinflation. But I think the worse these crises get, the greater it will give power to globalists like Angela Merkel, Prime Minister of Germany, Chancellor of Germany, and even Hollande, the new leftist socialist prime minister of France, you'll find will get right in line and say, yes, we have to do something. We can't let the European Union collapse. So once again, I'm a contrarian here, even though I'm a free market economist at the Austrian school, and the fundamentalists say this should, you know, collapse. They underestimate the powers that be and their ability to continue to float this system upward with inflation in fairly moderate amounts.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that our listeners must understand that there is a long-term agenda for a United States of Europe. Just as we have a United States of America, the ultimate goal is a United States of Europe. Doesn't matter what the people want. Doesn't matter how the people vote. Doesn't matter how the parliaments vote. The ultimate goal is the United States of Europe, and there is no way that they're going to let this, to lose this dream that they've been working for hundreds, if not thousands of years, just because a bunch of Greeks don't want to give up their national sovereignty. You go right ahead, Joel.
Well, the main story this next week, or Friday, today, is just going to come out, is on the Ron Paul issue. This is probably the biggest story, even above national stories, in the minds of constitutional conservatives, is what's going to happen to the Ron Paul campaign now that it appears that he has capitulated and that his son Rand has endorsed, Mitt Romney. Well, in the wake of the decision to announce a cessation of campaign spending a few weeks ago, coupled with last week's devastating announcement that acknowledged defeat in the campaign quest for delegates, many in the Ron Paul movement have wondered if the Ron Paul organization has been infiltrated and compromised. And I know you have taken a position of this in prior times. Tell me, Stan, what's the major evidence that you uncovered about the campaign being compromised?
Well, I personally talked to the number one man in public relations in the campaign. I have to separate Ron Paul's office from the campaign. But I personally talked to this young man. I tried at least 10 times to get Ron Paul onto our network with over 71 outlets or almost 70 outlets across America. These are the people who would donate to Ron Paul, who would support him, work their heart out. And there was just no way that it was that they would allow him to come onto my programs. And when I personally talked to the young man who was in charge, number one man in public relations for the campaign, it was obvious to me that he had no intention of allowing Ron Paul to talk to our listeners. Then, of course, I found the same thing was true with Alex Jones. I'd been trying for some months to get him on. Alex was a stalwart supporter of Ron Paul, but there was just no way they could get him on. Well, then I called the office and I for contributions, and then of course nobody answers the phone. I left my name and number under contributions, you know, giving money. Never got a call back. They had another division that had to do with working for the campaign. I call that number, and nobody answers. They take my name. Nobody calls back. Now, why would a campaign that wanted to win not go after contributions, not go after workers, not want to allow the people who would contribute to Ron Paul ordinarily to hear his message on even an occasional basis? I don't believe there's any other certainty. A way to do this, I've been watching what's going on for many years, as you know, Joel, and I'm firmly convinced that they put their people into public relations, in congressmen's offices, in conservative and liberal and religious organizations, because that's the best way to squelch the message of freedom.
Well, that's interesting. I hadn't been aware of those detailed responses that you had had, and certainly I think infiltration into any liberty movement by agents of the powers that be is inevitable if you're big enough to be a threat.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Future.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herbs exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheatridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. Joel, you go right ahead.
Well, unfortunately, the best and most faithful ideologues on the right don't always have the expertise to run the complexities of a campaign, especially one that's running in the millions of dollars and has hundreds of people. The professional campaign advisors who have the best reputations for success, however, are imbued with notions of compromise and manipulation that don't always square with principles. You can't make a living as a campaign advisor serving a variety of different candidates without having a fairly adaptable set of principles. And that's what makes me nervous about professional campaign people that too easily adapt to different versions of truth, what they think is the truth. So how did this infiltration of the Ron Paul camp occur? Basically, I think it came along with the necessity of bringing professionals on board. I don't know if you've seen the interview of Adam Koresh with Penny Freeman, former Ron Paul campaign staffer, who talked about what she saw in this transition within the campaign. Did you ever see that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Well, Penny herself was a professional, but didn't leave because she was displaced by other professionals. But in fact, that would have happened anyway, I think, in the fact that she left in 2007. But because she objected so vehemently to any recognition by Kent Snyder and other advisors close to Rahm that we aren't going to win this, presidential nomination, she was appalled and went on and on about how anything but a win-at-all-cost strategy is a betrayal of the cause. Well, as you know, Stan, I tend to disagree with that. I don't think you can blindly claim that you're going to win when the numbers just aren't there. And all those who really see the kind of people the majority of Americans have become, that is, dumbed down and proud, they know that. Only those that walk around talking only to conservatives think that we're a moral majority in this nation. I do not any longer believe that moral, good, Christian, and otherwise, even non-religious people, their moral, listen to conscience, are a majority in the nation. I think we are a definitive minority. That doesn't mean that it's all lost. It doesn't mean that we must not still fight and continue to build a remnant. But when you have a benefit-corrupted majority, and, you just have to walk down the streets of L.A. or any other major city and ask yourself, where do I see faces that indicate light, knowledge, lack of corruption, give you a sense that this is a person to be open to the truth, and you just run a blank. Very, very few people are in that. And if you were to run around actually asking and polling people, you'd find that your impressions of people are, in fact, correct. They just aren't there. We're all separated, spread out uniformly around the United States, all feeling like we're alone and a minority. It's only when we get together and you see 100,000 Ron Paul supporters in one place, as we're going to see in the Tampa convention, do you get a sense that wow, we're maybe the majority, but it's not true. You know, when I worked in Washington and was chairman of the Conservative National Committee, and I worked for Richard Viguerie, who was the biggest fundraising person there, and you know, I really got an inside glimpse about how most of this conservative fundraising that went on during the 80s and 90s and even recently, saying, you know, we're going to give us money to promote this cause and we can stop this and influence Congress, that 90% of that money only went to maintain the organization's budget. Hardly any of that, if any at all, ever went to the lobbying things that they were collecting the money for. Have you ever seen that in your experience?
Well, I don't deal with that much money. The only money we have is just trying to keep going with what
No, I wasn't implying this was related to
you. Would be far better able to
I share your concern. Organization that never wastes any money and never, you know, takes advantage of that. But I'm saying the big organizations out of Washington, D.C., that's what I found was a problem.
Well, certainly we need to be able to raise funds. We need to be able to get things done. It's a tragedy that it's probably just as you say it is.
Well, Penny talked openly about the mistaken Ron Paul endorsements of the entire Republican slate in Texas, including Ted Cruz and Lamar Smith. Sure, Cruz is perhaps better than Perry's hand-picked successor, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, but Cruz is no Ron Paul. And the trend of endorsing the lesser of two evil Republicans came from a mainline Republican operative called Troop V. Olson, brought into the campaign through Rand Paul, according to Freeman. Once safely ensconced into the Ron Paul campaign, Freeman and Koresh noted that Olson would always sit next to campaign manager Jesse Benton and was always whispering in his ear, coaching him on how to respond to various things within the meetings with Ron Paul and others. Ben himself is a big problem, according to Koresh and Freeman. This is the Ron Paul campaign manager. Koresh told his coming into the campaign at kind of a low administrative level, and marrying into the Paul family, married one of Paul's granddaughters. FDR worshiping Webster Tarpley constantly makes a big deal out of nepotism in the Ron Paul campaign, citing how many dozens of people working for the campaign or in his congressional office or family members or relatives. But the charge of nepotism is only valid if people are incompetent and maintain their jobs solely because of family relations. There may be some of that, but little detailed evidence of that has ever been presented, except in the case of Benton is most likely not incompetent, just certainly subject to influence by establishment hacks like Troop V. Olson. Well, Justin Ryan Mundo talked about how Troop V. Olson got into the campaign. He says, you know, you hit the big time when the establishment comes knocking at your door in an effort to sell you out. It means you've drawn blood that their campaign, however effective, may, you know, the powers that be want to defang you. He said that Senator Mitch McConnell, as you know, is a kind of a liberal Republican. The National Republican Senatorial Committee sent an advisor to Kentucky to watch over Rand Paul's general election campaign when he was running for the Senate, to, quote, be the grown-up in the room, according to the Washington Republican, who spoke on condition of anonymity. The advisor, Troop V. Olson, developed a friendship with Rand Paul, and the two realized that they could teach each other a lot. Frankly, I think it was a one-way Olson to Paul teaching thing, to the benefit of both candidate and party. At least that was the excuse that was proffered. Olson showed Paul and his campaign establishment tactics, how to work with the news media, fine-tune his message. And Paul showed Olson, by extension McConnell, how many people were drawn to the GOP by his message of fiscal responsibility. So once Rand Paul became friends with Troop V. Olson, Olson joined his father. He talked his father's campaign into taking on Olson as a professional advisor, basically to do what he did for Rand, help bring the Ron Paul constituency into the Republican coalition without threatening the party. So it's no small coincidence that this partnership has helped Rand's burgeoning political career as well. Well, who is Troop V. Olson? He's a former official of the International Republican Institute, the IRI. This is a tax-funding regime change operation under the rubric of the National Endowment for Democracy. Now, at first glance, it may appear, and you can talk to these people, and it appears that they're trying to get rid of these tyrants and establish liberty in these countries. And so you think, oh, this is a free market. This is a, you know, Ron Paul kind of guy. But in fact, these are globalists. These are globalists doing regime change and making sure that you don't get a true free market leader in there, but that you get a globalist-controlled puppet who will be pro-West, but that he will, you know, do the financial arrangements and go along with NATO and other financial arrangements that they're very much interested in promoting. And that's the history of Trygve Olsen. It's very hard for people who don't really understand conspiracy or don't want to get into the details, as even Ron Paul is guilty of, because he knows it's a death knell to his ability to present himself as a Republican. Rand Paul is even less engaged about the issue of conspiracy, and so they lay themselves open for not understanding how people can make these claims to be pro-freedom and having worked all their lives to overthrow tyrannical regimes and see through it to the fact of who they actually put in the place of the communists, and they ended up either being former communists or outright globalists. And so I think that's where the major problem has become in the Ron Paul campaign, is Jesse Betts himself, the campaign manager, and Trygve Olsen, his top advisor. Now, I am also aware, though, that Ron Paul would not countenance any of this if he knew about it. And when the campaign gets this big, I think it's very difficult for the candidate to handle all the calls that used to. Ron Paul used to be very accessible. I could get him on the phone. I know you could get him on the phone personally. Can't do that anymore. And it's very difficult even for people in the Ron Paul campaign to talk to Ron Paul. So through the shields that have been placed between him and his main constituency, like yourself and myself, who have the capability of bringing in a lot of votes for Ron Paul, he has been effectively isolated from that. So I think there is some legitimate criticism there about the Ron Paul campaign being a problem right now.
I think you're absolutely right. I've seen the efforts even to infiltrate my little organization. I'm sure that every organization is infiltrated, and many times your best friend just happens to be on the other side, and he's there to manipulate you. So I think you're absolutely correct. And I don't criticize Ron Paul for this, other than for being naive enough not to recognize that it's happening. But go right ahead.
Well, the big question, though, is what's going to happen to the Ron Paul movement? It's going to an extreme fracturing right now over the Rand Paul endorsement. And one thing I'm announcing in the brief is that there was an interview that showed up yesterday with Carol Paul. Carol is his wife. I've known her for many years. She's very simple, very kindly, just straight-talking, never dissembles about anything. And she said, we didn't get any advance notice about this Rand Paul endorsement. He called us up, told us he was going to endorse Romney right before he went on Hannity. So his father did not have a major input into that, as I thought right. Surely must be. Now, Rand Paul also did a clarifying interview where he claimed that he discussed this extensively with his father. That doesn't seem to be the case in terms of what the mother says.
Well, I could not believe that Ron Paul would sacrifice his principles. I've seen that interview, I guess it was a speech that Ron Paul gave, talking about what happened in 2008 when he was asked to endorse McCain, and he would not do it, even though he was a Republican, and McCain was the Republican nominee for president, and Ron Paul absolutely refused to endorse him. I believe Ron Paul's a man of principle. I think that his son, unfortunately, has not learned those principles as well as he should have. You're better off to lose, in my estimation, standing on principle, than lose by compromise.
Well, certainly Rand Paul has He's had meetings with the globalists. He's had meetings with William Crystal. He seemed very open, according to them, in those meetings, wanting to learn what their position was. He really feels like he can get ahead in the movement even more than his father has by playing ball with the establishment. Now, and I do not believe, frankly, that Rand Paul is completely sold out. I don't think he's on the other side at all. And I don't think he's ceased to become somewhat effective. I think over time, the trap of compromising with the establishment will pull you more and more in, as happened to Orrin Hatch, who started out very conservative, and now is just a shill for government. But Rand Paul still puts up bills to disband the TSA, to stop drones from surveilling Americans. Nobody else does that except for perhaps, freshman Senator Mike Lee in Utah, who those two are working fairly effectively together. But I think it's important to realize that he's on this slow, slippery slope of getting benefits. And boy, these people are expert at giving them feedback, positive feedback and positive success, allowing them to get on committees and giving him the time of day when he wants. And, you know, they blackballed his father, Ron Paul. He couldn't get to first base on anything. And but because of that, Ron Paul is trusted to a degree that Rand Paul will not reach in his lifetime, unless he's
we'll be back in just a moment. Joel Skousen here at the American Peace Network.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones, but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget, but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet, or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next BioSuperfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or BioSuperfood at hotmail.com.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. I'm here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, Joel Skousen. Before we go on, Joel, would you like to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to World Affairs Brief and, of course, get your books on preparedness. Go ahead.
Thanks, Stan. My World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and listeners can get a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. It's going to be a very important long issue analyzing everything about the potential of the Ron Paul movement, where it's going to go from here. We won't get through it all today discussing these things on this interview. But as we've talked about before, my belief is while we're fighting strongly to defend our liberty and increase the education of people, we need to prepare for the inevitable problem if we continue to lose this battle and end up having war and other terrorist attacks, problems that will cause us to have to go into a survival-type mode. So I've also dedicated a lot of my life to helping people prepare. On my website, joelskousen.com, people will find a rundown, color pictures of all the books that I've written on preparedness. My top seller is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. It's in its third edition with all new color maps of every state in the United States and Canada. And I, unlike Jim Rawls, which has only five states which qualify for any safety, I try to find safe places in every state so that people who can't move, you know, can find safe places. And I also spend a great deal of time talking about contingency planning for people who can't leave the big cities due to job or family or otherwise, and how they can prepare otherwise and reduce the risk. My big book is the 700-page Secure Home Manual. It's got everything from A to Z about how to design and construct a high-security residence or retreat. And my last book is How to Implement a High-Security Shelter in the Home. It's an architectural plan book on how to do a safe room within an existing basement. And all three of these books are available from Liberty.
By calling 1-800-544-8927, that's 1-800-544-8927, and these books are among our bestsellers. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, let's talk about the potential for fracture in the Ron Paul movement. Ron Paul has always said the Liberty Movement's about the ideas, not the candidate. Well, that's not true, not exactly true, and never will be. The ideas have been around for a long, long time, but they've never been able to gather the millions of people together until Ron Paul came along. And let me explain why. First, most people are incapable of articulating the complexities of ideas on liberty. Sure, the general idea of liberty and freedom is easy, but it really gets complex when one person's freedom starts affecting another person's liberty, and when one side or the other starts using government to back their point of view. And sometimes that government backing is appropriate, sometimes it's not. Now, I've met some very smart people who are terrible thinkers when it comes to understanding law and liberty. People in general are also incredibly inept at dissecting the political actions and seeing which ones are consistent with principles and which ones are not, or which ones are slightly consistent or partial violations of principle. That's why it's so easy for rhino Republicans to fool conservatives so often, using superficial pro-family or pro-liberty rhetoric. Ron Paul has been notably successful in articulating clearly the core issues as well as the contradictions in bad Republican policy, especially bailing out our moneyed interests and foreign interventions on behalf of the globalist agents. Now, second, because even good people have these limitations on education, perception, and thinking ability, they need leadership. Even people who are sharp thinkers in their professional areas are too busy working hard to dedicate the time required to come up to speed on legal and political issues that come at us almost daily. I mean, you and I work at this full-time, and it's even difficult for us, let alone people who have another form of professional living to make. In short, leadership and the consolidation of ideas and distinct analysis will always be indispensable to any ideological movement built upon complex ideas. And because Ron Paul's near unerring consistency in providing this kind of leadership, he's become kind of like a lighthouse that people can look to and trust. Third, it is important that the leader of a liberty movement has a significant political position of trust so that people can see his ideas and actions and judge his performance. And Ron Paul has filled that bill well for many decades. Now, with those three points, it must also be said that there has to be a balance between trust in leadership and a base of independent thinking people underlying the movement so that you just don't have a bunch of yes people who can be led astray. As long as Ron Paul has been at the helm, coupled with no shortage of libertarian-oriented conservatives in the base, the movement has grown and stayed on track for a good solid 5 years. Paul has provided a consistent message, and his faithful base has spread the word and done the tough groundwork for converting others, one person at a time, to the Ron Paul movement. Sure, it's called the Campaign for Liberty, but no one yet has seen how or if this movement's going to hold together without Ron Paul. And I think we're going to find out pretty soon. Now, my worry, Stan, is that the various factions within the Ron Paul movement could easily go back to the old conservative habit of parting ways with others over a single disagreement in principle. As I've long said, it only takes one thing to unite liberals and one thing to separate conservatives. So let's look at the major factions within the Ron Paul movement. Naturally, there's some overlap here, and not everyone fits neatly into one category, but the differentiation will be useful for discussion purposes. Number one, the libertarian faction who are non-religious. Now, these provide the bulk of thinking, the thinking cadre behind the liberty movement. They've done the most intellectual work on carving out the legal structure of liberty without having to rely on religion as the basis for liberty. And they're adamant about keeping that separation between defense of individual rights, including the right of self-corruption, as long as others' rights are not affected. They are uniformly anti-war, except in defense against the direct threat of the nation's liberty. And some of these disaffected adherents to the libertarian, I'm saying some of these are disaffected adherents to the Libertarian Party, who were put off by the takeover of the party by the libertarian gay community. Now, this faction may or may not support abortion, depending on how they view the rights of the fetus after conception. The second faction is the libertarian faction, but that are religious. Now, these people have strong religious feelings, adhere to the libertarian doctrines of non-aggression, hence their anti-war, except in defense of the nation, and non-interference with personal lifestyle choices that do not violate the rights of others, but that personally reject those lifestyle choices when in opposition to God's word in the scriptures. That's the difference. The difference between libertarians who are non-religious, who don't mind those lifestyle choices that are evil, and the religious libertarians who believe that they're evil according to God's word, but are unwilling to let government enforce that as long as there isn't a direct violation against another's rights. This group is strong, that is the libertarian religious faction, is strongly anti-abortion and generally opposes government recognition of gay marriage. And in many regards, oppose all government recognition of marriage, kind of like Ron Paul has said, except to protect the rights of the children born to such a marriage, thereby excluding the recognition of homosexual marriage because that cannot produce children. In other words, I tend to fall into that group, Stan, of those that believe that marriage is a covenant between God and man. It should be...
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Kingdom.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next BioSuperfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. We're moving into the last segment of this morning's program. Go right ahead, Joel. You were talking about the.
I didn't hear your response to my concept that marriage is the exclusive domain between God and man through religion, not through the state, except as the defense of children. What did you think about that?
Well, I certainly believe that it is not up to the federal government to have anything to do with abortion. I believe at the state level, the state should protect the life of the unborn child, and there is a place for a state laws to outlaw abortion, but certainly not at the federal level, and the same would be true as far as homosexuality is concerned. Although, I think that if people want to do something stupid, like be a homosexual, they certainly have a right to do it in a free society. However, if they are certainly using that for seducing boys and pedophilia and all of these other things, it's wrong. But I think that society should take a strong stand and condemn homosexuality, although I don't think people ought to be put into prison because they are homosexuals. Go ahead.
Well, we're talking about these various groups, that form the Ron Paul movement. This current group, I'm talking about the libertarian faction that are religious. This group recognizes the rights of the fetus as an individual from conception onward. And while they have strong allegiance, they have strong allegiance to the principles underlying the correct parts of the original Constitution, they would not hesitate to correct or improve upon the imprecise language of the Constitution in order to make it less vulnerable to bad interpretation, if that were possible, without jeopardizing what we currently have. They don't normally like a constitutional convention because that would be taken over by the left in unlimited faction, but if there's some way for us to agree, how to improve and tighten up the language, they generally go for that. The third group is constitutional conservatives. This group is nearly as large as the two libertarian factions combined and are almost always oriented toward one of the many evangelical religions or more the Mormon faith, which claims modern revelation indicating the Constitution was inspired. Now, evangelical Christians also believe the Constitution is inspired. Constitutional conservatives are wedded to the original version of the Constitution and consider any changes a betrayal of the inspired nature of the document. They differ with the libertarian faction in that they would use government power to enforce God's moral laws, even among consenting adults. They are unwavering in their opposition to abortion and gay marriage. This is the faction most likely to gravitate back to the Constitution Party or vote Republican should Ron Paul not be on the ballot. Number four, the fourth group within the Ron Paul movement is the anti-war principled left. Now, that may sound like a violation of principles, principled leftists, but in fact there are people who are just sincere, people trying to help other people and who just don't understand the hidden victims behind government policies to help the poor. And these people are, I consider the anti-war left is part of this. Not ones like Lyndon LaRouche, or actual closet Marxists who are playing like they're against the globalist establishment just because they'd like to take over the globalist establishment and run it in their own socialist way. Well, Ron Paul has been remarkably successful in bringing into the liberty movement principled people on the left who are disgusted with wars and intervention done by both parties equally. On domestic affairs, they still favor the use of government power to equalize results, but do not view themselves as outright socialists. There's a lot of denial about that, as you know. You know, Webster Tarpley and Alex Jones said, I'm not a Marxist, I'm not a socialist. And he says, I just believe in the American economy, just like FDR, you know.
Yes, yeah, so Webster has misled a lot of people, and because I will not have him on my program. All that I want to say is I will not have Webster on my program because I do not believe he represents what he says he represents.
Yeah, that's right. Well, these good leftists don't understand the hidden damage the government programs do to underlying human incentives and market, free markets, and how they corrupt people over time as they become exposed to Austrian economic ideas of the true free market, not the globalist version of the rigged free market in bed with government. These good people on the left often become converted to greater economic liberty. Now, here's how Ron Paul has been so successful in welding these four distinct factions together. First, each has their core values that he supports. Non-intervention, anti-war, hands-off the free markets, no bailouts for the big banks, anti-fiat money and anti-Federal Reserve, anti-government surveillance, anti-abortion, pro-family values, and anti-gay marriage. Incredibly, he hasn't taken any position that strongly offends any of one position either, which is very difficult to do. And although it is coming his way, it's this rock-solid non-intervention views that keep most otherwise conservative Republicans from coming his way. But that's their fault, not his. They continue to be duped into believing that supporting every government war is a patriotic obligation, identical with supporting the troops. But it is Paul's way of dealing with his religious orientation that is most effective in keeping the movements together, especially the non-religious Ron Paul supporters and the religious ones. Christians know him as devout and uncompromising in his commitment to God and his Son, and yet he doesn't demand that others in the liberty movement accept his particular version of godly allegiance. There are too many Christian conservatives that believe that unless you're pushing Christian values constantly on others, you're not being faithful to God. And these same people are the ones who are so easily fooled by Republicans like Rick Perry, Newt Gingrich, Mike Huckabee, and Herman Cain, who pound the pulpit and play upon their religious sentiments while never intending to really stand up against the establishment. I'd much rather have a Ron Paul who doesn't wear his religion on his sleeve, but that we can trust him to defend religion when necessary and not to push it on people who don't want it.
I think that's why very, very wise. Right ahead.
The mainstream Christian Science Monitor ran a piece throwing out hopeful hints that there are signs that in the Ron Paul movement, that they're trying to condition the movement towards an eventual endorsement of Romney, citing a piece by Jack Hunter on their website. However, Hunter was trying to put a nice face on the Rand Paul endorsement, which is already water under the bridge. It would be an entirely different issue for Ron Paul to support Mitt Romney, and I don't believe he's going to do so.
Well, we're out of time, Joel. Great program, as always. Look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks very much.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who are you? He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, No. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Joel. Hopefully, when things get a little more sane, he can be here on a regular basis. But I certainly concur with his evaluation of what has happened. I think Ron Paul is a matter of principle. I believe there's a whispering campaign to try to discredit him because of what his son did. And certainly I think it was very short-sighted. But I would point out to you that I believe most of our conservatives are surrounded by their enemies, and your best friend could be on the other side. This is exactly what they're doing today, ladies and gentlemen. They're paying people to befriend you so they can betray you, so they can give you all sorts of ideas, bad ideas, but very convincing. And I've seen this time after time within the conservative movement. I'm sure it exists within the liberal movement as well. And, of course, we have a small group that want a dictatorship in America, and they have to neutralize principled conservatives like Ron Paul. Well, certainly you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Another excellent book would be Ted Flynn's Hope of the Wicked. Hope of the Wicked. He wrote it at the same time I wrote my book, and it's much larger, longer than my book. But it's got a lot of great information in it, which you need to know. You need, of course, to hear our talk on the Forbidden Secret, on the Dark Secret. Get the syllabuses that go along with that. Our talk on the Dangerous Deception, my interview with Norman Dodd, where, of course, he talks about what the great tax-exempt foundations are really doing and their subversive activities. That's the Dangerous Deception, and, of course, my evaluation of what's going on. But you'll actually hear and watch Norman Dodd, as I interviewed him some years ago, talking about what he discovered when the Reese Committee, Congressional Committee, was investigating the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundations. And you'll find out that the major tax-exempt foundations are funding communism and Marxism and socialism throughout the world. Why? Because the ultimate goal is a one-world government, and the truth of the matter is we financed them since their inception. But just as we financed the Nazi movement, we're financing the terrorist movement today, and nothing as it appears to be. We're heading into a financial collapse. We're heading into a war with the Muslim nations of the Near East and the Middle East. It's all planned. Understand, everything is orchestrated. You need to get our material. If you need a catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Listen to our programs there for 24 hours a day on the Internet. You can get us on shortwave, satellite. You can get us on radio stations across America. You can hear us on telephone. If you just have a telephone with unlimited minutes, you can at least listen 24 hours a day and not get anything accomplished, but you'll sure learn a lot. Well, if you're in a financial position to help us, we can certainly use your help and your support. because it's an expensive proposition. We've had to finance a good deal of this ourselves this year, but we think it's important, this idea of liberty. Do you? Our number, again, 1-800-544-8927. So until Monday, when we'll be with you once again, may the Lord be with you.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and